Many jobs in the United States can be outsourced or done by workers in other countries. Much of the clothing sold in the U.S. is made in other countries, for example. One job that cannot be outsourced, however, is healthcare. That is one reason nursing is a growing field. Another reason is the large number of aging Americans, called baby boomers, the children of the late 1940s through the 1960s. They are getting older, and many are entering hospitals and nursing homes. Now those nursing jobs are available to immigrants looking for the American dream. At Carlos Rosario International Public Charter School, a program started in 2009 to train nurse aides. A nurse aide is a person who works with a nurse to give basic services, such as feeding, washing, making beds, and moving patients. The staff of Carlos Rosario researched the need for entry-level employees before starting the Nurse Aid Training Program, or NAT. Curriculum developer Heather Tatton-Harris explains the process.
We were looking at what the DC area job growth was, what areas, what jobs were growing in DC, and healthcare was one of the fastest growing opportunities for students like ours to get new jobs. And then at the same time, we surveyed our student population to see what jobs they were interested in.
The NAT program started in 2009 with high-level speakers of English as a second language. In 2014, a pilot program began for intermediate-level speakers of English. Students continue to improve their English. At the same time, they learn how to work as a nurse aide. The program combines teaching by a professional nurse trainer with instruction by an English as a Second Language, or ESL, teacher. Tatton-Harris helped to design the new nurse aide training class for ESL students. She says that it has two courses.
One course is designed for students that complete our highest level of English, and they're ready to dive right into the nurse aide training content. The other course that we have is designed for intermediate level speakers of English. And that course, we have paired up a nurse with an ESL instructor so that the content is made more accessible to the students. The curriculum is the same in terms of the content, but the way it is delivered to the students is done at a different pace.
Before starting an ESL NAT class, Tatton-Harris recommends looking at other programs for ideas.
Look at what other schools are doing. Learn from the road that they've walked. The things that we learned were really important for us. We went to programs in Washington State where they're doing these types of training situations with a ESL instructor side by side with a content instructor. It's called IBEST. In Washington State, they developed that model. IBEST stands for Integrated Basic Education and Skills Training. And it's a model that's becoming more and more adopted around the United States, so that you have two instructors teaching what they know best.
Tatton-Harris says the ESL instructor plays a very important part in the program.
When you're bringing a career training program down to a level and helping students at a lower level of English prepare for a career training situation, it's really important to bring in the expertise of an ESL teacher in that picture. Because that ESL teacher really knows how to make that content accessible to the students. We find that our content teachers do a great job with teaching the content, but they don't know what they don't know about where the students are with their comprehension.
Laurel Anderson is the ESL instructor for the intermediate level NAT program at Carlos Rosario. She says that the students are different from a usual class of ESL students.
I would say that I'm seeing a difference in the level of motivation, knowing that there is this big Red Cross board exam coming up at the end of the course is really motivating to them. We've got near perfect attendance every single day. I've got 100% of my students here. That's different from other ESL classes that I've taught where the stakes aren't quite as high. So there's an aspect of bringing in the real world here, taking this exam, getting a job after that, that's very, very motivating. So I would say that's a difference from a straight ESL class.
Students in the NAT class practiced feeding a patient. Next to their classroom, there is a room that looks like a hospital room. Students learn how to raise and lower the bed with electrical controls. A teacher assistant checked each action the students made during the practice. Back in the classroom, the NAT content teacher, Arlene Venable, taught students the correct way to move a heavy object. Nurse aides sometimes move patients and supplies. They have to know how to do it without causing injury to themselves. ESL instructor Anderson says, the ESL NAT program has required some important changes to the earlier course design. One is the level of the textbook.
Learning how to modify this textbook for different students. I have a couple of students that are struggling with this textbook. And so last week we contacted the publishers, and as it turns out, they offer a more basic version of the same book. So we're going to bring that in and see if that works for a couple of students and makes this information more accessible.
Language teaching in the program also changed. Anderson says the course started with an importance on the students' speaking skills. The idea was that the students should be able to speak clearly to patients and fellow staff members.
That was a big focus when we started out, and then learning along the way that reading comprehension was also a big, big part of what I need to be focusing on. So we've adjusted their more reading strategies and comprehension activities to help them process all of this material. That's been a bigger focus this semester.
Tatton Harris says the ESL NAT program also had to change the timing of presenting new material.
I think pacing was one thing that we learned in terms of how quickly and or how much time needed to be spent on certain topics.
Tatton Harris adds that the ESL NAT program has been learning better ways of showing student progress.
We also learned how to keep track of where students are in their learning better. We're capturing more data about how they're doing on their quizzes, how they're doing in the lab, how we use technology to capture that. So we record our students by video and they can reflect on what they see in their own recording, as well as the teacher can watch them do skills through that recording and evaluate that. So all of these things we are sort of learning through experience.
In the next education story, we introduce two students in the Carlos Rosario Nurse Aid Training Program. Other stories will present the school's Culinary Arts Program. I'm Jill Robbins.